I'm Sadhya Sihi with the Buddhist Centre Online, and I'm here this weekend at the big one at Adishtana, and it's a very rainy big one this year. Having said that, there are a few brave souls that are out currently on a hike, but here I am in a shrine room with two people who will just introduce themselves now.
Yeah, I'm Dhammasara. I'm from Berlin, and I've been involved with Shradna for 6 years now, I think, and I've gotten ordained this year. My name means he who has the essence of the Dharma.
Great name.
And I'm Susie, I'm from the Manchester Buddhist Centre, and I've been involved for about 3 years with Tratna.
Well, great. So I'm really pleased to have both of you here, because I just want to talk about young Buddhist activities more generally. So we're on the big one, and the big one is aimed for people who are 35 and under, and it's an opportunity for younger people to meet each other and connect. But I know you've both had particularly positive experiences of young Buddhist activities, so I was just wondering if you could share what your experience has been.
So for me, the Young People's Project, or the retreats, the groups, really have been a gateway into the Theravada Buddhist community, because although I did go to the centre, to classes and all that, I never particularly felt like I could connect and could make friends there. So I think my second ever retreat was actually a young Buddhist retreat, the German one, and that was a big experience for me. The order members in Berlin were saying, "Oh wow, you're glowing," when I came back, and I was just so full of energy and thought, "Oh yeah, I can actually make friends here." So that was an important step. And then
how was that different to your first retreat?
It was just the people. I could just feel like I could actually make Buddhism part of my life, because I could make friends that are in the same age range as myself. So I got involved when I was 19, actually. And it's quite a different period in our lives. So it's good to have people who have the same questions from the same generation, just to discuss similar problems and share similar experiences. And also just to be able to hang out. I mean, this is a pretty big part of Sangha as well, just to be comfortable around each other and just hang out, really.
And has that been your experience as well, Susie?
Yeah, I mean, so I first came to the Manchester Buddhist Centre taking an introductory course in meditation. But as soon as I entered the building, there was a real, a kind sort of essence to it, which I really appreciated, because at that point in Manchester, I didn't really know many people. So it kind of became a bit of a home to me. But apart from that, I then sort of only connected more when I found the Young Buddhist Group. I think someone told me about the Young Buddhist Group, and yeah, once I got there, I really started to make some friends as well. People that were, like you said, you're about 19, and I think I was maybe a similar age or slightly older. But it was nice, because although you're mixing with similar age, there's people that are 30 or something like that, and I've become friends with that age group too, which can be a real guidance as well. And yet you're not too far apart in age that you're on different paths in life.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I've heard before as well. Young Buddhist activities, doesn't that just mean people only hang around with people their own age, and we don't have a really rich sangha?
Well, because the groups are usually only monthly meetings, and the retreats are not that often. I mean, I would also go to other retreats. For me, it really enriched my whole experience of the sangha. You know, when I went to the group, or when I went to retreats, I could connect with people, and I could sort of get the social element out of sangha, but that would also fuse into my other experiences of sangha, and then I could also become friends with the other order members, or with people that are a bit older than me.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, because I think from being engaged in the Young Buddhists, it actually increased my engagement overall with the centre, because when you have a lot of people that you can connect with, it just makes you more open to even more connections. So yeah, I think that's something that really strengthened rather than took away. You know, there was no separation by being in a young group. It was that everyone comes together still.
So how would you say that being involved in the Young Buddhist activities has changed things for you?
So, I mean, a lot of my life has changed through finding the group, actually. But one of the main things I would say is my confidence. So Young Buddhist Group was great for that. At Manchester Centre, you'd have practice with communication, things like that. But obviously that's still quite a small group. So then coming on this retreat, and it's a lot bigger, sort of gave me the chance to grow even more and be comfortable in larger groups. And I think both provide a space where you feel respected, and it's a safe for you to discuss anything, any questions, anything that you need. And I think, yeah, that's come across then into my whole life. I'm now helping, I'm co-chair of the Buddhist Society at uni. And, you know, you could have told me that a couple of years ago and I would have laughed at you. Like, I'd have never been doing anything like that or getting up in front of any group and saying anything.
Or doing this podcast.
Yeah, or doing this, exactly.
Wonderful.
Same for me, actually. Quite a big change. I mean, well, as I said, when I went on those first young Buddhist retreats, I just saw a future for Buddhism in my life, so to speak. And from then on, I took more responsibility in my center as well. So I would started a young Buddhist group in Berlin, took on more responsibility there. Other friends in Berlin, we sort of connected there. Out of that arose a sort of young Buddhist community. We moved in together with each other. So quite big changes as well. And just sort of laid the foundations for my ordination process, for just my whole life, really. Confidence is a big one for me as well, coming here on these retreats. My English wasn't that good back then, so I felt always very self-conscious in groups here on the big one, or in Padmaloka. Yeah, but through seeing that, okay, it's not about language, it's not about fitting in, it's about our practice as young people, it's about the Dharma, really, gaining a perspective for my life, and just becoming more confident, more myself. Yeah, but definitely also international friendships. I mean, Kshantikara, I got ordained with him this year, we shared a hut. I met him on a big one, we met at Padmaloka retreats, GFR retreats, and he would come to Berlin to visit me. So it's just all those threats throughout the UK, Europe.
Well, that's definitely nice to hear, because I suppose it's one of the things we talk about, the order being a network of friendships.
Yeah. It actually is a network of friendships.
It actually is.
Yeah. It's not just the theory.
Yeah. Nice to hear a little bit about mainland Europe and the Young Buddhist project there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same? Are the same issues arising in mainland Europe as there are in the UK?
I mean, I got a bit more involved with the mainland European situation because Singarava and I, before we were ordained, decided to organize this mainland European Young Buddhist Convention. And our idea was actually to have a sort of big one, but in Berlin for mainland Europe, because we thought the big one was so inspiring, so many young people coming together. There was a certain quality, a certain energy, and that was definitely lacking in mainland Europe. So we organized this convention with 75 people or so coming, and which was really a milestone for the mainland European situation, because one of the problems that we have is that sanghas are quite isolated. So we might have a sangha in Paris, one in Stockholm, one in Berlin, one in Krakow, you know, so it's quite spread out, and it's quite difficult to just communicate between each other.
And the languages, I suppose.
We had 9 different languages at the convention, with English being, you know, everyone's second language. But we are definitely a bit further behind the UK, I think, in the Young People's Project. So the sanghas are still struggling to get newer and younger people in. We're trying our best and hopefully putting on more and more retreats, more and more events for younger people.
Well, that just brings me to this point about going on retreat. So I'm just curious to know what you would say to somebody maybe in your sanghas if they were expressing an interest in going on a retreat. Why would you tell them to go, or what do you think would be the thing that they would get from a retreat?
Well, this was the first retreat I went on. The first time I came here, I think my intention was maybe I wanted to be more involved with Taratna in general. But yeah, more than anything, I wanted to like strengthen my practice. I don't know if I had a particularly like regular meditation practice at that point. So that was something that I sort of gained from being here, because I always find it very powerful when you're in like a group setting, and so this is with like nearly 100 people, it can be really quite powerful being in that situation.
Yeah, it's for me it's hard to describe what the big one is about, really, because at the one hand it is a retreat, and retreat means, you know, withdrawal or coming back, tuning into yourself, maybe going to the countryside. You know, a big part of being on retreat is leaving any kind of distractions behind, so turning off your phone, leaving the world behind in a sense to meditate, to reflect on your life. So I really value those spaces that we have on retreat. For example, here at Adhisthana, there's so much beauty, so much nature around, so it's a really good opportunity to tune into that. But then again, especially at a young people's retreat like this, there's a lot of energy going on, and we are actually in a community, so we also have the balance here of, you know, meditating, being a bit more reflective, being in nature, but also being with others. Mm-hmm. And my sense is that there's a of good energy being released through not having the phone on all the time and not having those distractions. So that means communication can go deeper between people. Yeah, I don't really know what advice I would give. I just would sort of say, yeah, bear that in mind and look out for communication, look out for stillness outside that can enrich your inner experience and in contact with other people in a community with others who do the same. So just come, really.
I mean, I like the thing Pranya Keshi said earlier about taking naps. He was just making the point that actually it's okay to look after yourself, and I think as you were saying,
yeah,
you know, to resourcing yourself to be able to engage
definitely
a bit more. So
definitely
sometimes little simple little tricks like that, you know, like, oh, that's helpful to know. It's not really weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I remembered what you said about the phone, like that was one of the strongest experiences I had. I don't think I've ever put my phone down for like an entire weekend since I was about 15. So coming away and doing that was incredible. Like, I didn't realize the effect it had had until I left. And I remember getting the train home and thinking, oh no, I don't want to go on my phone yet. And leaving it until the next morning, actually, before I even did, because I just really enjoyed like the peace that came from not having to keep in touch with everyone and feeling pressure to reply to people. So that was like a really strong aspect that I really value. As well, we did discussion groups. So Mokshitara gave a talk today, and then you go and talk in like small groups about that, or even just about any questions you have about being on retreat or anything. And I think those discussion groups are really great because you get all these different perspectives all coming together. So it's just a really good time to like grow, especially if you've got quite a big topic in mind. Like, I remember last year coming and wanting to talk about death, actually, and I haven't found like people I could do that with until coming on retreat. So that was really, yeah, special for me.
So maybe just to finish, because I know that there's a facilitators meeting soon, which some of you will need to go to. Maybe you could just say one thing you've enjoyed so far about this particular big one.
I think for me this time, I've been twice before, and so coming back, I kind of forgot about all the people I knew here already. And so there's so many, like, everyone's already friendly, whether you know anyone or not. So I've met so many great new people, but also so many faces that I, yeah, already know. And, yeah, like, catching up with them and just feeling even more part of a community that doesn't just exist in Manchester, I think is really important.
Yeah, I think I have to say the same, really, to it's people that I've enjoyed the most so far here. Meeting old faces, like, you know, old friends, reconnecting with them. But also seeing a lot of new people as well. And so far, I just got the sense of everyone's really up for it and really wants to throw themselves into it. And I think that's quite a precious thing that we have, that so many people coming together actually want to be together and connect with each
and
other.
Be kind to each other.
Exactly,
as well.
Yeah, friendly. Yeah,
that's kind.
So I'm always struck by that. Yep.
Well, we have a whole 24 hours, I think, left. Maybe less than 24 hours, actually, at this point. But yeah, time to make the most of it now. So thank you very much, Susie and Dharmasara, for taking the time out to have this conversation.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah.